Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm legit curious, like, how excited are people? Are you excited about Nick Chubb? Are you excited about the possibility of a Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb backfield? We're going to do best case and worst case scenarios. People are already sending in their best case and worst case scenarios for the Nick Chubb experience. I think we need to preface everything, Seth, with this is a very low risk transaction. This is,
right.
You know, this is nothing where the Texans are, you know, are out over their skis financially of this, where they're having to move money around just to accommodate Nick Chubb. He is making $500,000 more than Dari Ogunbowale right now on his base, can make more, but if he does make more, it would stand to reason you're getting production that justifies that. So best case, worst case scenarios for Nick Chubb. When I say best case scenario, what pops into your head?
I guess, well, best case, and I kind of power ranked these, it slowly goes from best into worst case scenario.
Okay.
Best case scenario was he responds in the same way he did in college when he had a devastating injury. His injury in college was toward the MCL, the LCL, and the PCL, and it's probably one of the reasons that he ended up going in the second round, despite being so ethereally gifted. But it was to the same knee. Okay, best case scenario, man, he got that injury in 2015, came into the NFL, and he was an incredible running back.
Yeah.
If he gets back to that same form, obviously that's the best case scenario.
That's a home run.
As we just, as we just heard from Jonathan, that this has been viewed in Cleveland as a 2-year process, that the second year back is when you're going to see a much better version of him. It's probably the least likely scenario too. And I'm not sitting here saying that we got to get on a $2.5 million deal. I don't need or expect Nick Chubb to be back to what his peak was. So the second best scenario is he recovers. But he's a solid back. You know, Frank Gore toward both his ACLs in college.
Yep.
Ended up having one of the longest careers in the NFL. Was never one of the best running backs in the NFL, but had a very long and productive career. Willis McGahee had a devastating injury in college. Ended up coming in, having a 10-year career, but not one of the best backs in the NFL. Those are the types of, I don't want to say it's definitely more likely than the first scenario, but that's where in my mind, that's where I've kind of set, like, that's a reasonable hope to have. That he can be a really effective and impactful back, but I'm not going to dangle it out there like all of a sudden he's going to rush for 2,000 yards this season.
Yeah, you talking about how it's a 2-year process, citing Jonathan Peterlin, who we just had on in the previous segment, afternoon host on our sister station up in Cleveland, 92.3, that it's a 2-year process coming back from something like this, and that Nick Chubb played last year in the first year back. I wish I'd asked Jonathan if what was the feeling about him even playing at all last year.
Yeah.
Coming back specifically to play for a team that when he came back was 1-5, a team that was for all intents and purposes we knew was not going to be a playoff team. What the conjecture was there, because I find it incredibly noble that he came back and played, even though I know he's contractually, you know, he's under contract. When you're healthy, you should go do your job, that kind of thing. It's a new NFL. It's a new sports world we live in these days. We live in the world of load management. I don't know. That's what I'd be curious about. Would people have begrudged him up in Cleveland if he decided, given the devastating nature of that second knee injury he sustained, if he had especially considering, too, that he broke his foot once he came back, you know?
Yeah, and he ended up breaking his foot, which obviously it's not the same body part, but it's you can very easily see how it might have been related.
Maybe.
With the whole anatomical chain being taxed and disrupted and all of that.
Yeah,
that's – I wonder – maybe we should be retroactively – angry at Cleveland for playing him at all.
Miles off the odometer for us. Yeah.
I wonder if he would have. You know what? He might. It's one of those weird situations where just contractually, he might have gotten a better contract if he hadn't played at all last year.
That's what I mean.
He wouldn't have this broken foot, and people would say, "All right, we're going to take a swing at him, and we'll see." The workout videos look incredible. All of that. Yeah, it might have been better for him personally to not have any of the film from last year.
100% would have been. Wouldn't have had the broken foot, and Seth, we would not be talking about a season in which he rushed for under 5 yards a carry.
3.3 yards.
3.3. Like
clear.
That was the only season he was under 5 yards a carry in the NFL. Like I do think if he was just all workout videos and taking a physical, it might have cost we should actually be thanking him. It might have cost the Texans more money to get Nick Chubb.
Yeah, you know, like Baker Mayfield trying to play through that really severely separated shoulder that he had in Cleveland. It almost was like the death blow for him is because he courageously tried to play through a really, really bad injury.
Might have cost him his job.
Right,
you know?
Right,
might have cost him his job.
So in Cleveland, of all places. This would be my third best case scenario, and on his contract, I look at this as a genuinely good scenario.
Okay,
is if maybe he's not back to his same explosiveness, he doesn't have that breakaway speed, everything else, but if he could be a devastatingly effective short yardage back, he still has the size, he still has the strength, he still has all of that. He's got the football IQ and the ability to read in his vision. I played against Marcus Allen. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
I played against Marcus Allen in his last year in the league. And Marcus Allen was a strictly short yardage specialist at that time. And what a pain in the ass it was.
Yeah.
Like, he was so good at it that it was. It was like, I was third and one. You might as well concede the down.
Yep. Yeah. That would still be worth $2.5 million, probably.
Oh, 100%. You know,
Right. Okay, so these are decreasingly best case scenarios here.
We'll get into worst case scenarios now.
Yeah,
so we had three best case scenarios.
Yep.
There could be a million different things you go with.
I think
fourth best, like it's the worst case scenario, or like it's fourth on my ranking of scenarios. He's just doesn't look like himself, gets injured again in training camp or whatever it might be, and never even touches the field this year. Mm-hmm. But they know it during training camp.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So, okay, it didn't work out. You took a swing. It was $2.5 million. Didn't work out. That's actually my most desirable of the bad scenarios, because the worst case scenario is they get into the regular season. Maybe they trade away Damian Pierce, and I'll credit one of our listeners for bringing this scenario up.
Yeah.
Maybe it looks great during training camp. They trade him. They trade Damian Pierce during preseason, and then all of a sudden Nick Chubb just isn't the same guy at all, or gets injured again, and Joe Mixon gets injured at some point. And now you've got undersized guys, and either Jawar Jordan or J.J. Taylor. You've got a receiving specialist, a third down type, and Woody Marks, and a rookie at that. And you've got a Gumba Wale. That would be my worst case scenario, is that you're using him as a placeholder right now that you're depending on, and then all of a sudden you can't depend on him.
The listener who sent that to us, I'll add one more wrinkle, said that wherever Pierce goes, Pierce turns into 2022 Pierce again.
Oh, yeah, that
so
would
it's,
hurt.
Right, so
smart.
It's not just that you got rid of Damian Pierce for whatever you get for him, and you're counting on these two older guys, but they get hurt, and Pierce all of a sudden is rushing for 100 yards a weekend again. He's a viable fantasy football guy again, you know?
I think I'm really, really happy about the signing, but they're almost two separate things. It's okay, it makes sense, the signing. The contract is exactly what I hoped it would be. It's actually better than what I hoped it would be. I had set it at $4.5 million thereabouts, around that region. So the fact that it's $2.5 million plus incentives, I feel really, really good about that. So that's the one bucket. My other bucket is, I think I'm cautiously optimistic that he's going to be a lot closer to his best version of himself this year than he was last year.
Yep.
I think there's a very high ceiling on what he could be.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My Dallas friends, this is a text message. My Dallas friends are trying to compare the Nick Chubb signing to when they re-signed Ezekiel Elliott.
They gave Ezekiel Elliott a boatload of money. Or are they talking about when he came back the second time?
He came back the second time.
When he re-signed him.
And it could
be. The problem with Ezekiel Elliott is that he just stopped playing good football, injured or not.
Yeah, no, Zeke is a bit of a kook. Like, Nick Chubb seems like a pro's pro. You know,
Zeke, I watched Hard Knocks that year when the Cowboys had it, and I'm like, this guy just, he's a child.
Yeah.
He's making stupid, childish jokes on the sideline.
Eating candy at practice.
Skittles all the time and just, and it, like, his play reflected it as he got older. Nick Chubb is the opposite. Nick Chubb is an adult.
Yeah.
Like, he really takes it very, very seriously. And of all the different running backs, you know, you don't want to read too much into Instagram workouts and everything like that. But everything anybody says about Nick Chubb is that he's going to attack this the same way Adrian Peterson attacked his recovery from his ACL, where he ended up coming back. And the different scenario, obviously, it was quote-unquote just an ACL. But Adrian Peterson is one of those rare guys that played well as a beyond 30 years old as a running back. Like, it's just, they're few and far between the guys that are actually really effective running backs past the age of 30.
Guessing this guy's excited. Larry and Stafford giving us a jingle. What's going on, Larry? How are you?
Well, what's going on, son?
Larry?
Did we lose him?
Did we lose Larry?
Hang on,
Larry. Larry. You cut out there for about 5 seconds right after you said, what's up, Sean? Yeah, so go ahead.
Hey, that's my bad. I was just saying that, you know, it's always a good thing to wake up in Swarm City with a little Chubb in your life, man. And, you know, this is a good signing, man. And at the price that they paid at 2.5 to get them a decent backup running back, if Damon Pierce goes somewhere else and become a fantasy superstar, so be it. This is an opportunity for the Houston Texans to do something that we have sat around and watched other teams do, which is load up on veteran players to try to go get a Super Bowl in C.J. Stroud's third year. And I'm excited about it, man, because what Nick and D'Amico have all said is that they believe in competition, and they're putting competition on everybody over there on Kirby. So that makes that running back room something that I'm going to be looking forward to going over there to training camp. And I know Cal and Hannah like it because the objective is to win a Super Bowl for this city, man. So having Nick Chubb in camp, I love it, man. And I'm not worried about – this is the second year after the ACL, and that's always the time when everything gets right. And we've all said that you'd rather have a broken bone than have something else going on. So I'm sure that foot has healed and it's going to be fine. But this is the kind of excitement that the city of Houston deserves, and this is what we're looking for. So if you boys can't get down with getting y'all some Chubb in y'all life, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, we're good for it, man. Seth and I are down.
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
We did a segment earlier where I did the 7 reasons I love the Nick Chubb signing.
Yeah.
And yet still there are people that came out of it wondering why I was so down on the Nick Chubb signing.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know why you're – like, what your expectations are of us or human beings in general. I don't think there's any amount of me saying that I really like this signing. that is going to keep people from being like, I can't believe Seth is down on this signing. To be clear to Larry, it wasn't the ACL. It was the ACL, the MCL, the meniscus, and the medial capsule.
Yeah.
So it was a classic, triple quadruple bomber of devastation in his knee, and it is the same knee that he had a really bad knee injury on in college.
That was my question.
It's the same knee. It's a little bit more complicated than an ACL, but I do. I love the signing. I love it.
Yeah. No, I do too. And I think, boy, the Larry talks about the competition. As currently constructed, this team, you know, barring trades, there's going to be a guy or two that get cut that figured fairly prominently into the last couple of years at running back, and I think at wide receiver also. Like I think there's a decent chance Damian Pierce is not on this team this coming season. I think there's a decent chance John Metchie and or Xavier Hutchinson aren't on this team based on what they brought in at wide receiver. I think Justin Watson can make this football team. He was a contributor in Kansas City last year. I think Berrios can make this football
team. Braxton Berrios is also just the special teams dynamic and exactly what they feel about. You know, because Jalen Noel can return kicks as well. They signed Braxton Berrios before they got Jalen Noel.
Yep.
Lots of options there right now. So in trying to predict the final roster, special teams really factors heavily into it, especially obviously with wide receivers.
Yeah, someone's saying on the text page, Pierce isn't going anywhere. He's too good of a kickoff returner. To Seth's point, they've got other options on the roster to return kicks, you know?
And I would question your standards for kickoff returns.
He's good.
Well.
He's had some big returns,
it's not like either people are predicting him to be the all-pro kickoff returner.
No. And Braxton Berrios has been an actual all-pro kickoff returner before.
Right.
So,
I agree that he's done well he had some really good moments as a kickoff returner, but not to the point where you say like, well, you can't get rid of him.
Yeah.
He's your kickoff returner.
That's right.
He's just not, they haven't treated him that way.
Yep. Yep. The text page weighing in on a lot of this trade value for Damian Pierce. I would say a mid to late day three pick at best. I could see a Damian Pierce trade being one of those things where the Texans trade Damian Pierce and a sixth for a fifth-round pick. That kind of thing. One of those trades where you're just moving up.
Trade swappage type
deal. Pick swap where you're moving up like 40 spots or however many.
Unless he comes in, I mean, it's hard to really impress in the preseason anymore, except that if he does have if he really puts some really good stuff on film in a couple of those games where he's shown ability to break tackles is the big one for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is where I've always, Kasera and I disagree on whether body weight matters for Damian Pierce or not. Look, sleeker Damian Pierce, sure, he does look very good and he carries it well and everything, but he doesn't break tackles the way he used to.
Yeah.
Even on his impressive runs last year, it wasn't as impressive physically as some of his really impressive games from his rookie year where he broke that one play in Jacksonville. He broke, I'm not even exaggerating, I believe it was seven tackles.
Yeah, it was crazy.
In that one to get 12 yards or however many. It was amazing. Yeah.
Angry run of the year. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Tuesday. Texans get going in about 30 minutes out at mandatory minicamp. I'm going to the Astros game tonight. Seth, I saw a video online of a challenge that somebody did at a baseball game. So should I try this at the Astros game tonight? We'll tell you what it is coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.